Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So another busy week for New York theater and for me as well. I saw three important new shows as well as a tiny little thing we used to call community theater. Well, it turns out we still can. But first, it's my patriotic duty, the Kennedy Center update of the week. President Trump, of course, has made himself the chairman of that center and has replaced all of Biden's nominees for the center's board and installed mostly faces you see on Fox News. He apparently spoke at a board meeting for the Kennedy Center last week to discuss changes to the honoree selection process. When I think of the past honorees of what is truly my favorite event of the year, well, it dawns on me Trump likely doesn't even know their work, let alone support it. Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Bob Dylan, Martin Scorsese. Well, what can we expect? Can you honor Mel Gibson, John Boyd, Lee Greenwood, and a famous wrestler or two? Well, let's stay tuned. Anyway, now for some good news. It's been a slow road back for Broadway, but the industry is finally really nearing its pre-pandemic levels. Attendance so far this season is at about 95% it was at the same point in the 2018-2019 season. That was its last full season BC, as in before COVID. All 41 Broadway theaters have had shows in them this season, and many are regularly grossing more than $1 million a week. And it ain't over. There are 18 new shows due on stage before the critical pre-Tonys month of May. We've got splashy musicals, as in Splash, political dramas, as in Good Night and Good Luck, and Shakespearean tragedies, of course. And speaking of the Bard, the hottest play, though still in previews, on Broadway was written more than 400 years ago. Yet the demand to see Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal face off in Othello is so strong that many seats are selling for $900. And last week, Othello grossed $2.8 million, more than any non-musical has ever made in a single week on Broadway. Anyway, meanwhile, casting news continues. Six-time Emmy Award-nominated actor Titus Burgess is getting ready to take over the role of Mary Todd Lincoln in the acclaimed comedy, Oh, Mary! Burgess is the third actor to don the infamous bratty curls, dreams of being a cabaret singer, and take acting lessons from a guy named Booth. Anyway, and then there is Jean Smart, the veteran stage and screen actress who has reached new audiences on the TV series Hacks. She plans to return to Broadway this spring and summer in a one-woman show, Call Me Izzy. It's a dark comedy about a rural Louisiana woman. The play, which has not been previously staged, is written by Jamie Wax and is directed by Sarner Lapine. Jean Smart has won 6 Emmys, and she made her Broadway debut in 1981 in the play Piaf. She has returned just once since then in a 2000 revival of The Man Who Came to Dinner, and she was nominated for a Tony Award. Now, as for my week, okay, let's start with Ghost at Lincoln Center's Mitzi Newhouse, one of my favorite venues. This is Ibsen, of course, and we've had quite a bit of him lately. Doll's House and Enemy of the People had successful returns recently. This production, directed by Jack O'Brien, well, it's not for everyone. And it has made some odd choices, even the way it begins, as the actors seem to be rehearsing their lines. Obviously, all these choices are for a purpose, maybe the idea of reinvention, revival, about common but timeless themes. Anyway, it's a bare-bones, intermissionless production, no set besides a desk or two, and a cast of 5, which has received a lot of attention for all the familiar names they bring with them. Lily Rabe, who is the powerful center of attention here, is the daughter of playwright David Rabe and her mother, Jill Clayburgh. Her partner in real life, Hamish Linklater, is excellent here as a rather brutish but sympathetic carpenter. Levon Hawke, as her son, who suffers physically as well as mentally, is, yep, son of Ethan Hawke. Ella Beatty is the young servant, and she's the daughter of Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. Only Billy Crudup stands on his own, so to speak, and does a fine job as the local pastor who has played a less than godly role in the lives here. Now, by the way, one theme here is the challenge of dealing with the ghosts of our past and their repercussions. Is it easy to forget who you once were? Asks one character. P.S. The production marks the 14th and final Lincoln Center collaboration between Jack O'Brien and producing artistic director Andre Bishop. Bishop is stepping down this June after 33 years at the helm of that institution, to which we say thank you for your service. And then I saw the latest piece by the always interesting Joshua Harmon. He's the playwright behind Bad Jews and Prayer of a French Republic, among others. This one is his own story. It's called We Had a World, and I truly think they could find a better title. But the play asks some key questions. Can there be three sides to a story? Well, in this case, yes. And can you be a bad mother but a good grandmother? Well, I won't say more, but this is a strong, often funny three-character piece starring the amazing Joanna Gleason, well supported here by Janine Searles, as her often neglected, hurt, grown daughter. She was very protective, she says, of her mom, of the new furniture. Andrew Barth Feldman is the young Joshua here, that's the actual name of the character, navigating family issues and finding his own voice. He speaks directly to the audience at times, not quite breaking the fourth wall, but I don't know, this is occurring in more shows lately, maybe just to keep the audience awake. As for the subject matter, another show playing nearby is called Conversations with Mother. So we are picking up a theme here, one that obviously never gets old, even while we do. And then there was the biggest one of my week, as in A Streetcar Named Desire. Yep, that one is selling out at Brooklyn Academy of Music, starring Paul Mescal as Marlon Brando. Oh, I mean Stanley Kowalski, of course, but we'll always associate that with Brando. This production had a very successful run in London, and bam, landed the New York honors. In fact, it's the perfect fit, and I can't imagine this on Broadway, stunning the round on a spare set. I found a few of the production choices somewhat jarring, including thunderous bangs from a drummer who hovers just above the stage. Also, several interpretive dance sequences, I don't know, they're sprinkled throughout, that feel slightly out of place. But it's a, you know, obviously a dazzling show. I realized I saw the same one there more than a decade ago, starring Cate Blanchett. That was a much more straightforward version, I would say. But hey, finding new ways of telling old stories is definitely the theme, not only this year, but of theater in general. Finally, that small show I mentioned, well, I'm guessing you don't know of a company called The Snarks. Neither did I. They are based at the very small Amateur Comedy Club on East 36th Street. Now, here is a group of neighbors, all with regular jobs, I believe, who love to perform and support others who do. I saw the current show called Player's Guide, which is about a company trying to do a performance of Noel Coward's Private Lives. Well, what can I say? Bravo for companies like The Snarks for single-handedly reminding us what community theater is and that it can even exist, even in New York City. Anyway, more on my increasingly challenging schedule next week, beginning with one show I am looking forward to, that being Operation Mincemeat. I'm hoping to finally catch Idina Menzel in Redwood, big year for actresses and musicals. And I'm getting closer to the one I am most excited about, since the music will be great, the star, Jonathan Groff, will be great. And, well, I briefly knew the man he portrays, Bobby Darin, at a key point in his life and career. Anyway, stay tuned, and meanwhile, I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.